taking a loss. You got to sell it.
Or sell it below market value, or whatever you express it.
If you admire something but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say that it...
Bought it on terms?
No, if you didn't buy it, you say that it... of the price of it, you say that it would...
It was just too high, or...
It cost...
Too expensive.
Yeah. You say that it cost too much?
Yes. You say it's too expensive. I couldn't afford that.
Uh-huh. When time comes to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
Okay. And when you belong to a club, you got to pay your
dues.
Okay. If you don't have any money, you got to go to your neighbor and
borrow.
And let's say you were going to go to a river. You'd run off a springboard and you'd
Jump into the river or dive in the river.
Okay. You'd say that yesterday I went and
dove off in the creek.
Okay. And to get across the river, you'd
swim the river.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever do a dive in the water and do a
land somersault?
Yeah. But did you ever land on flat? Maybe.
Yeah, belly buster. That was my way of diving as a kid.
Yeah.
Could never learn to go down like that. I always hit it belly first.
Yeah. Did you ever have a place around here you swim? What would you call that?
Up here on Bluff Creek. Uh-huh. There's some good swim holes there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Real good swim holes there. That'd be a lot of water be 6 inches, a foot deep here and 6 inches deep there, and after a while you'd come to a big cave. It would be 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 foot deep, and then you'd go on and wade the creek the rest of the way a while, and you can't come to another one. Swim holes, we called them.
Yeah. Mm. Did you ever have if you ever paid your bill on time, did you ever have a storekeeper give you a present or call it, give you something?
Well, way back in the beginning, it was called lagniappe.
Uh-huh.
French word for it, I reckon.
Yeah.
And it was, they give you something extra, you know.
Pile on, or?
Yeah, well, like you bought a dozen bananas.
Uh-huh.
They give you 13 instead of 12. Called lagniappe.
Okay.
And some people come in and buy some stuff, you know, like for me, and I weigh it up, and then I'll go put some more in there. Well, they call that lagniappe to me, you know, but it means that if I was to go and sell you some tomato for 20 cents a pound, and I know you had a bunch of kids, see, well, I'd go back and put 3 or 4 pounds or a pound or two more in it, and would charge you for them. Well, it wasn't because if I put them all up there and only charge you 15 cents a pound, well, then they'd say, hell, he only charged him 15 cents, he charged me 20 cents, see.
Yeah.
So I could give you anything I want to. I learned that lesson the hard way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If somebody got caught in the whirl in the water and they went down underwater, say, and came back up and they were screaming, they went down the third time, you'd say that they had...
We used to call it a whirlpool in the water that you got caught in.
Yeah.
And sucked you under.
Uh-huh.
And, or the current you got caught in, you know, and sucked you under. But generally they claim the third time's all you come up. You don't get back up the fourth time. If you don't cook by the third time, you're gone.
Yeah, what happens to you?
You drown.
Okay.
Mm.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk to get places, you say it?
It crawls.
Okay. Now, if you saw something far off and you wanted to look at it, you'd go and you'd get up to a tree and